When you're a little fellow, you can usually tolerate a fair amount of affection from your parents. And you can even stand a reasonable amount from your big brother. But when a strange female decides to be affectionate, it really presents a disturbing problem. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hurry up, Bean. We'll be late for school.
Wally, have you seen my other shoe?
No, I'm trying to find my arithmetic book.
I can't go to school without my other shoe.
Yeah, and I can't go to school without my arithmetic book.
Wally, let's not go.
Cut it out, Bean. We gotta go.
Here's my shoe. Wally?
What?
You know Linda Benson, the new girl in my class?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, she's been bothering me.
Well, she hit you, hit her back.
No, she's been bothering me different. She always wants to sit next to me in the cafeteria. She always wants to walk home with me. Why don't you want to do that, Wally?
I don't know. You know how girls are. If they're nice to you, they usually got an angle. Maybe she wants to copy her homework.
Nobody ever wants to copy my homework.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Beef, what's she look like?
She looks awful. She looks like a girl.
All girls look like girls.
Yeah, but Linda Danson looks more like a girl than any girl I've ever seen.
Hey, here's my arithmetic book. It was in the waste paper basket, too.
What's in the note you get from Linda Dennison?
I don't know.
Linda likes you, Beaver. She's your girlfriend.
No, she's not. She just passed me a note.
She sent you a love letter. I bet that's what she sent you.
Beaver's got a girl.
Beaver likes Linda.
It's not no love note. It's an invitation to a party.
That's what it is. It's an invitation to a party.
Yeah. You get one, Whitey?
No, I didn't get one.
You get one, Larry?
Uh-uh. I never get nothing from girls.
None of the other boys in the class got an invitation. How come Linda only gave you one if she's not your girlfriend?
I don't know. Maybe because I live close to her.
She sent you it because she's your sweetheart. I bet you'll be the only boy going.
Of course I won't. I bet you there'll be a lot of guys going. A whole lot.
Beaver's got a sweetheart. Beaver's got a sweetheart.
I have not. I have not. I was waiting for you, Beaver. Are you going to walk home today? I think I gotta go to the dentist and get some teeth put back in.
Hello, Frankie. This is the Beaver. Are you going to Linda Denson's party tomorrow?
Oh, you ain't been invited?
Then I guess you aren't going, huh? Well, bye.
You ain't going either?
No.
Gee, Beef, I don't know. It sure is narrowing down.
Yeah. I think I'll call...
Boys, supper's ready.
Oh, you can call the rest of the guys later. Time to eat.
You know, Wally, girls can sure get you in a lot of trouble, can't they?
Well, boys, tomorrow's Saturday. What do you have planned?
Well, they're tarring the roof down to drugstore. Me and Chester and Tui are going down to listen to workmen yell at each other.
Yeah, I'm going too. Those workmen say some real funny things.
I'm sure they do.
Beaver, that reminds me, a Mrs. Dennison called today. Did her little girl give you an invitation to a party tomorrow?
You mean Linda Dennison, the new girl in my class?
Yes. Her mother said that Linda gave you the invitation last week in school, but you didn't mention it.
Yeah, she gave me an invitation, but, I'm pretty sure I lost it before I could read it.
Well, how'd you know it was an invitation if you lost it before you could read it?
Well, I guess I read it and then I lost it. Anyway, I ain't going.
Beaver, you're not going.
Gee, thanks, Dad. I thought you'd make me.
Beaver, that's not what I meant.
Beaver, why wouldn't you want to go to Linda Dennison's party? I understand they're very nice people.
Yeah, he's the manager of that new plant, isn't he? I'd kind of enjoy meeting them myself.
Maybe you and Mom would like to go to Linda Dennison's party.
Wally, we're trying to straighten something out here, and you're not being much of a help.
Sorry, Dad.
Beaver, I told Mrs. Dennison that you'd be happy to go to Linda's party, and I can't see any reason for you to disappoint her.
But I promised Wally I'd go with him to watch the men tie the roof. Didn't I, Wally?
Beaver, I'm sure the men can tar the roof very well without you. Now, your mother told Mrs. Dennison you were going to the party, so I think you'd better go to the party.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Wonder why the Beaver was so definite about not wanting to go to Linda's party?
I don't know. I guess kids just get kind of antisocial once in a while.
It's with Wally and the older boys too much. Be good for him to be with the other little boys and girls his own age.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be delighted.
Would you have been when you were his age?
Well, now that I come to think of it, I guess there were more important things in life than girls. Catfish, beetles, bugs, frogs,
that's
worms.
That's enough. I get it.
He'll have a good time after he gets there.
Where are you going?
I'm going to call the drugstore before it closes.
I think the boys are using the phone.
Well, I'll call it after it closes.
Hello, this is Beaver Cleaver. Could I speak to Charles, please? They're going to go get him. He's doing his homework.
On Friday night?
Hello, Charles? Are you going to Linda Dennison's party? Oh, you're not. How about Elephant Ears? Is he going? Thanks, anyways. Sorry to drag you away from your homework. Bye. Wally, Charles isn't going and Elephant Ears got the measles.
Boy.
You know, Wally, it looks to me like I'm going to be the only boy in my class that's going.
Looks to me like you're going to be the only boy that's going.
That's what I think. Wally, why would Linda just ask me?
Because she's sweet on you. Girls do dirty things like that when they like you.
Wally, did you ever go to an all-girl party?
No, but I went to one where there were only three boys. It was murder.
What happened?
We tried hanging around in the kitchen, but they made us come out and play kissing games.
With the girls?
Sure, that's what you kissing games.
Not me. If the other fellows ever found out I was the only boy there, it'd be awful.
Well, you're gonna have to go, because Mom said you would.
Gee, Wally, I wish I had the measles like Elephant Ears.
Well, measles wouldn't do you any good. Takes them a couple of weeks for them to break out on you.
Gee, Wally, I can't go to an all-girl party. I'd rather die than get kissed by all those girls. Can't you help me?
Well, let me think about it. Maybe I can think of a way to get you sick quicker.
on while I call the Dennisons.
Well, it sounded like a good idea last night, but now I don't know. I always get in trouble when I try to help you.
Anything's better than getting kissed by all those girls.
Yeah, I guess so. Hope I don't get Mr. Dennison.
Wally, if this works, how am I going to keep Mom and Dad from getting wise?
That's easy. All you do is put on your blue suit and leave the house with a present, as though you were going to the party.
Yeah, but where's a guy going to go on a Saturday afternoon in a blue suit?
I don't know. That's your problem. Do I got to think of everything?
Maybe I could hang around the church. They might be having a wedding. When it gets dark, I'll come home. I sure hope that present I'm bringing Linda is something to eat.
Hello? Could I speak to Linda Dennison? It's her sister. She's going to get her. Hello, Linda? Hello, Linda? This is Mr. Ward Cleaver, father of Wally and Beaver Cleaver. About your party this afternoon, my son will be unable to attend. Huh? Oh, he come down with something.
Unexpected, Wally.
Yeah. He come down with something unexpected. As his father, I don't think I should expose you and the other girls to his germs. Yes, the ones he come down with. It's working great, Beaver. This Linda's really falling for it. Hello? My wife and I are very sorry he will not be in attendance. The doctor said he can't go to any parties for 24 hours. Thank you. Goodbye.
You were great, Wally. You even sounded better than Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad. I guess you just come in here, huh?
No.
You been here long?
Just long enough.
Gee, Dan, I don't know what to say.
You didn't seem at any loss for words on the phone.
Yeah, I guess not.
Beaver, I'm going to call the Dennisons and tell them you're coming to the party. I want you to go upstairs and put on your blue suit.
Yes, sir.
You can spend the rest of the day in your room, Wally.
Yes, sir.
Dad?
Yeah, what is it, Beaver?
Don't worry. I'm not really sick.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Wally. What are you doing? Those are your clean socks.
I'm just practicing basketball, Mom.
Well, you were sent up here as a punishment.
Just because I'm being punished, does that mean I have to be miserable?
Wally, your father just took Beaver to the party. You ought to be ashamed of yourself calling up the Dennisons and acting like that.
I'm just trying to help the Beaver. He didn't want to go to the party.
I don't know why not. He'll have a lot of fun with his little friends.
Yeah, but there's not going to be any friends there, Mom. Just girls.
Just girls?
Yeah, you know, Mom, how fellas hate girls.
You mean to tell me that Beaver is the only boy at that party?
Uh-huh. They're going to kiss him and everything.
Wally, why didn't you tell your father and me about this instead of going through all that business on the telephone?
Well, gee, Mom, we figured that you and Dad were so all, well, you wouldn't understand about boys having to kiss girls and stuff like that.
Wally, you... Well, I guess sometimes we do seem that way. Poor old Beaver. I really feel sorry for him.
Well, here we are. You go on in. Come home right after the party. Yeah. Beaver, get on in there. We're late already. Now, go ahead. Beaver. Go ahead on in. Stop acting silly.
I'm not going to the crummy old party.
Theodore, are you defying me?
No, sir. Just ain't going.
Right, we'll see about that.
Hi, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Mrs. Dennison.
Beaver!
All right, Beaver.
I'm not gonna go.
Beaver, you get on in there now and stop acting like a child.
Come on, Beaver. Hurry up, Beaver. We're just going to have the ice cream and cake.
Well, he'll be right with you, dear. I think his shoe is untied.
You don't get in there this minute, but I get you home, you're really going to be punished. How dare you embarrass your mother and me like this?
Please don't make me, Dad.
Beaver, get on into that party now and enjoy yourself. Do you hear me?
All right.
There he's coming, children.
All right, I'll go to their party. But you'll be sorry. I'll eat so much cake and ice cream, I'll bust wide open. I might even die.
Beaver, Beaver! Come on, Beaver! Come on, Beaver!
Ward.
It was the worst experience I ever had. Practically had to drag him out of the car. I don't know what's gotten into
him. Ward, I was just talking to Wally, and the reason the Beaver didn't want to go to the party, he's the only boy invited.
You mean all those kids in dresses were girls? I mean, I know they were girls, but you mean that's all there was?
Uh-huh. It's an all-girl party.
Well, instead of going through all this, why didn't he just tell us?
Because we're too old to understand things like this.
What?
Well, that's the explanation Wally gave, and I think he may have a point.
Who wants some popcorn?
All right, now. Gather around. Come on, hurry. Come on, Patty, Betty, Linda. Oh, you too, Beaver. It's time for our lucky drawing. Oh, and we have a wonderful prize. Now, I put all your names on these slips of papers, and Linda will draw the winner. Go ahead, Linda. My, isn't this exciting?
Here you are, Mommy.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you. My, isn't this exciting? Let's see. The name of our lucky winner is, Beaver Cleaver. Here, dear.
I'm glad you won the prize, Beaver.
What's it?
I don't know. My daddy bought it. Go on, open it up.
Perhaps Beaver would prefer to open it later, dear.
Oh, no. Go on, open it, Beaver. Please,
Beaver.
Mom! Mom!
I'm sorry I punished you, Wally. I just didn't understand the circumstances.
That's all right, Dad.
I had no idea it was an all-girl party. Bet it's going to be kind of rough on the Beaver.
You know, Dad, I wouldn't mind so much going to an all-girl party now as I would have when I was a Beaver's age.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's because we, well, we just grow up.
Betty,
who's next?
I'm getting tired of this. Let's play something else.
Yeah.
My mother's in the kitchen. Let's play post office.
Yeah. This again.
We need boys.
The Beaver's here. He's a boy.
Beaver, where did he go to?
He was here a minute ago.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, I was expecting you sooner. I know what it's like to be the only rooster at a hen party. I mean a gathering of delightful young ladies. Sit down, Beaver. You're perfectly safe here.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Dennison. I thought I was going to have to kiss some of them.
A little afraid of girls, eh, Beaver?
Kind of, sort of.
They can be pretty terrifying at times. You know, when Mrs. Dennison entertains her bridge club, I always sneak away and hole up in here.
Yeah, they'd never come in here with all the guns you got.
Well, I haven't had to use any of them on Mrs. Dennison's guests yet. You like guns, though, Beaver?
Oh, sure.
Come on over and take a look at my collection.
Gee, could I really hold one?
Oh, sure. This is a Sharps carbine, the kind Buffalo Bill used.
To shoot buffalo?
Or an Indian or two.
Pow! Pow! Pow!
Take it easy, Beaver. That's a single shot.
Yeah, I guess you gotta watch that.
Alan, here's a gun that should interest you. It's the kind the gunslingers carried. It's an old Colt Frontier model. See the way that trigger's tied back? The old-timers used to fan the gun.
Gee.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
Keep going, Beaver. It's a six-shooter.
Pow! 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 Pow!
Oh, then. Here is a gun belt they tell me was once worn by Billy the Kid.
Boy.
Would you care to strap it on?
Gee, could I?
Sure.
I guess Billy the Kid was a little bit fatter than I is.
I'm afraid so. Now, here, Beaver.
Well, it's getting kind of late. I wonder where the Beaver is.
Oh, he'll be along. It's only a few blocks.
You know, I'm not going to know what to say to him after throwing him into that nest of girls. I suppose he'll hate us for it, and I can't say I blame him.
Yes, when we saw he didn't want to go, we at least might have listened to his explanation.
I'm afraid we were more concerned with not offending the Dennisons than we were of his feelings.
Ah, he'll get over it.
I don't know. Dragging him into that party, boy, a thing like that can affect a boy. It's like those parents who used to make a boy sit in a dark room to get over his fear of the dark.
Well, if he's anything like his father, his fear of girls won't last too long.
Well, I don't know. He seemed awfully...
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Beaver. How was the party?
Beaver, I'm very sorry I made you go. And if you'd prefer not to talk about it, we understand.
Oh, no, I had a swell time. Where's Wally?
Upstairs in his room. Well, now what's the matter with you?
Well, now I am confused. A boy that age going to an all-girl party and enjoying himself. You know, that little character is beginning to worry me.
Beef, I didn't hear you come in. How was the party?
It wasn't bad. It was like all parties. The kids ate and the big people yelled at us not to spill stuff.
I know, but did you have to kiss all the girls?
No, but I want a doll.
A doll? Well, what did you do with it?
I gave it to a fat lady who was waiting for a bus.
Oh. What are you writing?
A note to Linda Dennison. I'm going to give it to her in class on Monday.
Let me see it.
No, it's just between her and me.
Bet you're getting sweet on her.
Give me that.
Dear Linda, could I walk you home from school today? I would like to see you and your father's guns again. Dear friend, Beaver Cleaver. Wow, for a minute there, I thought you were beginning to like girls.
Thank you. Thank you.